Good morning. Happy Friday to you from the CNN Center in Atlanta. I'm Reggie Yakee. Thanks for checking in. Here's a quick look at what's happening in the news. The Labor Department is reporting the nation's unemployment rate has now hit 8.1%. That is the highest level we've seen in more than 25 years. The report states that employers slashed more than 650,000 jobs in February. The job losses were widespread from manufacturing to construction, as well as business and professional services. Jobs are also the focus today for President Obama as he hits the road. The president will attend the swearing-in of new police officers in Columbus, Ohio today. Those recruits received layoff notices less than 6 weeks ago, but then their jobs were saved as a result of the president's stimulus package. We'll have live coverage of that event beginning at 11 a.m. Eastern at cnn.com/live. A manhunt is underway in Ohio. Police in Cleveland say 33-year-old Devon Crawford may have killed his new wife and four children late last night. Crawford is believed to be armed. The children range in age from 3 to 14. A fifth child was wounded in the shootings. The search for three missing boaters has shifted focus. Private boaters hoping to rescue the three men have scaled back their search, and they now say it's a recovery effort. They say they want to bring closure to the families of Marquise Cooper, Corey Smith, and William Bleakley. Their fishing boat overturned on Saturday, and the Coast Guard rescued a fourth man, Nick Schuyler, earlier this week. Comedian Robin Williams is in line for open-heart surgery. Williams' publicist says he needs to have an aortic valve replacement. She says Williams is canceling the rest of his national tour for his one-man show. He had already canceled four shows in Florida this week after complaining of shortness of breath. It'll be a short weekend for most of us. Set your clocks ahead 1 hour this Saturday for the start of daylight savings time. Most of Arizona and Hawaii are the only states that don't make the change. Daylight saving time will end in November. Please stick with us here at CNN.com for more news throughout the day. Of course, we're going to have your updates right here.